With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he is reviewing a new Iranian proposal to end the war, but he is expressing skepticism at the same time as to whether it will actually be acceptable to him. Of course, the president's main demand has been and still remains that Iran should abandon once and for all any aspiration of creating a nuclear weapon. The U.S. adding more pressure to its standoff with Iran. We get more on that from correspondent Donna Warder.
The United States is warning shipping companies that they could face sanctions if they pay Iran to safely pass through the Strait of Hormuz, where about a fifth of the world's trade in oil and natural gas typically passes. The U.S. Office of Foreign Assets Control says those payments to Iran could include transfers in digital assets, offsets, or informal swaps. Iran effectively closed the strait by threatening and attacking ships after the U.S. and Israel launched a war February 28th. The U.S. responded with an April 13th naval blockade of Iranian ports. I'm Donna Warder.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says American farmers are really feeling the brunt of the war against Iran. We get more details from correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Grassley says the Middle East conflict is spiking the cost of fuel and fertilizer in his home state of Iowa and across the country.
Diesel at more than $4, in some places it's $5 or more. Fertilizer prices have shot way up.
The senator tells the Salem Radio Network those higher costs are putting a squeeze on American farmers.
You just can't continue it.
Grassley is pushing for Congress to approve year-round sales of E15, a higher ethanol fuel blend, to help lower prices at the gas pump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oil shortages have proven to be a boon for the U.S. crude oil market. Exports surged to a record 5.2 million barrels a day in April. This is SRN News. Young Americans are weighing in on marriage and family.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life, or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Wyoming judge has blocked a new state law that bans abortions beyond the earliest stages of pregnancy. While a lawsuit challenging the provision moves forward, it is the first court ruling affecting the legal status of abortion in the state of Wyoming since its own Supreme Court struck down sweeping abortion and abortion pill bans back in January, finding that those laws violated the state constitution as it is currently written. This is SRN News. Julie Walker reports that Spirit Airlines has shut down, leaving some customers stranded and scrambling.
Low-cost airline Spirit shutting down Saturday after not getting a government bailout, blaming several factors, including high fuel prices, leaving customers scrambling to get home. But Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
We oftentimes don't have $500 million laying around in a spare account that we can put into a bailout of an airline.
Meanwhile, at the Atlanta airport, flight attendant Freddie Peterson was surprised to find out he was out of a job.
That 321 that we took into Newark last night had 20-some people on it. It was completely...
Secretary Duffy says customers can get refunds or rebook low-cost flights. I'm Julie Walker.
Golden Tempo has won the Kentucky Derby at odds of 23-1. That makes Sherry DeVoe the first woman to train the winner of the opening leg of the Triple Crown. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.